Well, it's been raining a lot, eh? Still here, Swiss, eh? So look at this. This is the place I used to sleep. I filmed that video with the assault rifle explaining how the Christchurch massacre, it definitely is a video. They made the mistake with their hands. The video is on my Ahava channel. So if I would have been sleeping here, my head is exactly where the tree is. This is why I used to have my tent. Sorry for that. Here on this. Here my feet, like, and here my head. Could have been game over for me, eh? And I was filming the one from the with the SCAR rifle. I filmed it like from here. I had put the camera in here in the tree, and I filmed it from here. So now there's a big tree. You probably recognize it, like this tree here and this one here. And I would have been dead. Already had massive trees like this one, you know, just falling next to me, not very far. With an incredible sound that makes, hey, when it's falling down like next to you. A real peacemaker tree, eh? Or a haymaker. Yeah, from the other side. So last night when I came here, or a couple of nights back, I slept here. And all this here, a lot of ticks. And lucky again, I'm still here, homie Ross. It was raining last night, so I slept in here. Was an old guy in the McDonald's who told me about this place here. So. McDonald's is there, so slept in here because of the corona. There's Sean, he's calling me. Oh, this is where I slept again, and someone gave me a bicycle, don't know how to take it with me. And look, this is all from the garbage can from the Aldi supermarket. Chicken for the barbecue. You know, look at that. It's full. This is where those poor animals, where they die for. Look at that. This is where they die, where they suffer for, and then end up here in the. Well, what am I going to do with it? Huh? I thought the guy from the bicycle, you know, we're gonna cook it like. And it just disappeared. So-called fan of my videos. A liar, you know. A lot of bad people and liars are attracted to my videos somehow, you know. A lot of selfish people. Why should I go on, you know? They're both bad. Pharaoh's bad, the slaves are bad, they're all bad, right? Look at that. That's what the animals, they suffer for, you know? Just thrown away. Now look, this is the castle, Chateau d'Estaing. Here's his coat of arms. Fleur de Lis. And that's the president. President and his castle, you know? Pharaoh, the aristocracy is still ruling. Yeah, it's the 11th century, the year thousands, it's always the same. Yeah. I think this is Élysée, yeah? He did the first G6. Reunion in the world in the Chateau of Rambouillet, the castle of Rambouillet.
So now it's all in Davos, Switzerland.
So here's the castle. And it says here from the 11th century. That's around the year 1000, as usual. Look here. There's a square and a circle. Square and compass. Or squaring the circle. Here, this is the place where it's at, Estang. Now you can read it. It's in French. Old pictures. There's the river. I don't know what the name is. Of it is Aloire, I think, something like that. The king. The president king in the 70s. And under his reign, the minister Boulin, he was a good guy, he got killed. He was sacrificed, ritually sacrificed in the forest of Rambouillet. So how is it possible, you know, the president living in a castle like this? Just like Trump living in his castle, you know, it's still the same thing, eh? Nothing has changed. Hello people, this is what I wanted to film for you since a very long time. So now I finally did it. It's a place called Estang. There even is a little river here. And this guy, Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, he was the president of France, and he's having this castle here. He was the president in the 70s. When they murdered the French minister Boulin, where I went filming for you, next to where this little lake was. So this is what I've been telling you all the time, that today's politics is still by the aristocracy, and they're still living in castles. Apparently Macron, the president now, he's from a line of he's a prince of Andorre, which is a country between France and Spain, Andorra. And his wife of Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, he was the president in the 70s, she's from a real line of French kings. It's a lot of traffic, so I have to find a better place for you. Oh, the king found himself a real nice place, eh? So actually the wife of the president of Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, she's from a real line of French kings and queens. And I don't even know if there were no queens, only kings. And so this whole story they made about it, you know, because the French were thinking like, oh, well, why did we do that revolution? I mean, we got a king back on the being the president in Paris, yeah? The president over France. So they made a whole story about it, that he bought his title and he bought the whole castle. But of course, an aristocrat, you know, you can't just buy a castle like this unless you're a real aristocrat. So, of course, a woman from a real line of kings, she would never have married just a bloke like this, you know, and accepted is, you know, to have the castle and to have him have the title like this. She wouldn't even have married just another bloke who would not be an aristocrat. So that's quite clear, eh? So they just made the whole story, they just lied around it. You know, he could prove by his ancestry that he is from a line of a real aristocrat in any case, yeah. And so they gave him the title, and it's probably his own title anyway, you know. But okay, you know, through the year 1000, it's, you know, and revolution and all that. There was a lot of turmoils, but I mean, they knew each other, you know, they kept the liaisons going, you know, and this is why they finally invented Freemasonry, so they can all know each other. So, I mean, this guy was the president, and he killed under his reign a real good French guy, Boulin, the minister. He was murdered, you know. So only these ones are in power. It's like the president of today. Nothing has changed. You know, the king is still ruling. Pharaoh is still ruling. Nothing has changed. Hopefully homie Ross will change something with this here, right? We all know now there was no French Revolution, which was merely a transition from the vertical old world order to the horizontal new world order. But anyway, with this aristocrat and his wife being a direct descendant of the French kings, living in their castle in Estaing, becoming the president of France from 1974 to 1981. The French must have thought to have done the French Revolution for nothing. So their media knitted some story around it. That President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, whom you can see here, had bought his aristocratic title, which is in fact impossible, as you may only acquire an aristocratic title if you're one of them. And his wife, Anémone of Giscard d'Estaing, the king president, she's from a real line of French kings, or she would never have married a non-nobleman, of course. And look at her name here, Anémone, you know, Amon, Amun. Just remember this, focus on this name, and I'll tell you more about it. The king president and ex-president of France died last year, December 2020. The second name of the wife of the king president in his castle, Anémone, comes etymologically from the sun god Amun, Amon. Here you can see it. This is the name of her husband, Giscard d'Estaing. It's the nobility. And Anémone, Amon, Amun, Amon, Amun. Remember, the aristocracy, they come from Pharaoh. And her full name, Anémone, is a reference to Anquesenamun. Anémone, Anquesenamun, Anémone, Anquesenamun, Anquesenamun, the wife of Pharaoh Tutankhamun. And they know it, people, therefore the similar names. Anémone, Anquesenamun. Therefore, Pharaoh Macron married a mummy as his presidential spouse, while exercising yet another appetite away from the necrophilia of his presidential mummy. Under Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, the king president, many people got assassinated, like his minister Robert Boulin, also in 1979. At exactly the very same time, in 1979, when the president's dear friend, the Emperor Bokassa of the Central African Republic, had 100 children massacred, in which he even participated. So you see, this is the Emperor Bokassa. It's a real picture, people. This is real. And this is, of course, a falcon. It's all pharaonic. This is the sun. He thinks he's the pharaoh. It's all in white and red, of the white and the red house of Pharaoh, and gold like the capstone. And remember how the African kings, they took their own people and put them in chains to sell them to the Knights Templar slave drivers. It was the African kings who did that themselves, because they're all pharaohs. And the ships, they belong to the Swiss, mostly. I made a video about it. So here's the the real story about it. You can read it. So here is the king, president of France, Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, where I went filming the castle to, you know, to give you the evidence that the aristocracy, they are the presidents of today. And this is his spell, another pharaoh, Emperor Bokassa of the Central African Republic, whom you just could see just before. Here, the story of Giscard d'Estaing's fascination for Emperor Bokassa's diamonds. And so, you're going to read the whole story. Just punch pause. So, here, according to a commission of inquiry consisting of five senior African jurists sent into the country in the wake of revelations by Amnesty International of the murder of children, riots in Bangui, the capital city, were suppressed with great cruelty by the security forces. And in April 1979, there we got it again, the same date when Minister Boulin, you just saw his picture, I went, you know, doing my investigations there in the video. I slept at the place where you saw in black and white the body, the corpse of the minister. I slept there two nights in the rain. In 1979, they found him there. About 100 children were massacred at the order of Emperor Bokassa, who almost certainly participated in the killings. And there was a good pal of the king, president of France, you know, who was living until last year, 2020, in a castle. Here, there's no good reason to doubt eyewitness reports that he kept pieces of his victims in his refrigerator and feasted on them in private orgies. You know, the aristocracy have always been doing things like this. And Pharaoh as well. It all comes from Pharaoh. It all comes from Pharaoh. Yeah, some were bayoneted or beaten to death. You know, children. Can you imagine children? These are the type of people who are ruling over us, you know. Same going on today, like, you know, Jeffrey Epstein. And here, there were documents proving that Giscard had accepted the present of diamonds from Bokassa, today's value about $1 million, you know. The guy had to buy his castle, you know, or had needed to have it renovated. And so Bokassa had the French king president. He gave him a 3,000 square mile hunting preserve, you know, where he could shoot elephants, giraffes, and even the rare white rhino. And then back in France, you know, putting on his nice face and pretending to be, you know, like we have to protect the wildlife in Africa, together with the other pal, you know, the Prince of Darkness, the Prince Bernhard, who also went like hunting elephants in Africa. They all do it, even the King of Spain as well, in his Zarzuela castle, and, you know, terrorizing the Catalan people because they want their freedom. These are the type of people who we are being ruled by. Bunch of pedophiles and child murderers, you know. Well, you can read the whole thing yourself. This is serious, people. You can find loads of articles about it from that time. Here's another article, like from the New York Times, the same year, 1979. It all happened in that year, eh? Just punch pause if you want to read it. His name was Jean Bedel Bokassa, Pharaoh of Africa. Can you imagine? They're all crooks and child molesters we're being ruled by. And now they want to keep us like inside. The diamonds were valued at that day, you know, $250,000. Today it's $1 million, which you could just read before. they want to keep us like locked inside, eh? Are we going to keep on, you know, accepting this? Come on, people. All this happened while the French king president had taken a gift. Also in that year of 1979, in exchange, of course, for political favors. And the gift was a $1 million worth of African blood diamonds from the African emperor. And having his own personal 3,000 square mile hunting grounds in Africa, murdering elephants, giraffes, and even the rare white rhino. Well, that's what kings with castles love doing for a hobby, don't they now? Like go fox hunting in Afghanistan in an Apache ground attack chopper, like this Pharaoh prince here. Here, look, the king president, yeah, Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, he even wrote a novel, a book, and probably not about how many elephants he killed and what he did with the emperor and all the children got murdered and the diamonds. No, you know, they're presenting themselves as civilized people who smile so nice, who can wave like a queen, you know, and then at the end of their careers, they write a couple of books, how lovely they are and how they love the world. Hey, seen from above, from an Apache chopper, for instance. So, the French minister Boulin probably got a bit too loud criticizing the king president and his African affairs. So he had to go. And also in the year 1979, which you can see in this video here when I did my investigations where he died. And this is why I put up my tent. Look, 10 views for the minister. What do you know? If he would have known, eh? And also the first G6 summit was held by the king president in 1975 in the castle of Rambouillet, where I went filming for you. Now they do them all in Switzerland, in Davos. I think chances are really high that the French king president here, together with his victim, that he pulled the plug on Diana. Yeah, look at their faces, you know? Yeah, look at them. Like, he's thinking like, okay, I got you now. And see, like, oh, I'm tired, you know, and the game is lost, you know, with all these creeps here. And this bloke here is probably thinking, okay, I already know how I'm going to set it up, eh? I wonder when the picture was taken. Maybe just a couple of days before, eh? Diana was assassinated in France, the home territory of the king president. And Lady Diana was politically active against landmines in Africa and protecting African children who were murdered by the hundreds by the Emperor of Africa and hunting pal of the King President of France, entangled together in all types of corruptions and crimes against humanity, up to even eating children, having his refrigerator stuffed with human flesh. And in these environments, amongst pharaohs, Lady Diana must have been a real nuisance, together with Minister Boulin, both murdered in Paris. His first name, Valéry, is of aristocratic origin, therefore assuming that Ri at the end comes from the pharaonic demotic, meaning the sun. It says, and were important members of the aristocracy of that region. The surname Valéry. The king president Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, he was also a knight of Malta, as you can see here, and he probably visited the commandery of the Order of Malta, which I filmed for you recently. And his coat of arms shows the Roman fasces for one for all and all for one, or where we go one, we go all, if you like. And he belonged to the order of Seraphim, Sar-ha-phim, for Sar meaning the king Pharaoh, because that's where they all come from. And what I've been trying to explain you all these years, that Pharaoh's nobility rules the world. Therefore, the president, living in an authentic medieval castle of his predecessors. Hello, Mr. President, with your castle.
Hello, Pharaoh.
Well, you guys are tricky, eh? Pretending to be the aristocracy while you're pharaohs. To pretend to be the president while you are still the king and the aristocracy, eh? You're tricky guys. Oh, here's the castle. It says Louis the 14th. Louis the 14th, he was confessing to this guy, François Anna. Alright. Well, there he is, that's the name of that particular president to whom the castle belongs, and was from, well, at least his wife, he's a real aristocrat. And his wife is from a real line of French kings. Yeah. The castle of Estaing. Property of Valéry Giscard d'Estaing. And here's an email. Anyone wants to send them a mail and ask them, like the coat of arms of the town, probably as well. The concept of three, which is them, Fleur de Lis, in blue for the war. Yeah, send them a mail and ask them why he had the minister Boulin murdered, eh? Because we all want to know that. I have to pay here, or I mean, there's nothing new to see, you know. The most interesting things are from the outside anyway, the coat of armors and all that. I don't want to go in anyway. I mean, that's not what I'm looking for, you know. I'm not looking for the things ordinary people are looking for, like, but these are the things, that's interesting. There are three things, which is them, the concept of three. So, ruling over the people, like. And it says here, our blood is here, the grail. Our descendants are here. Well, who's that? Well, he's a descendant of the French aristocracy, Giscard d'Estaing. The coat of arms, I don't know what it says. The world domination three times. They rule the entire world, people. So this is the mayor's office, Marie. Equality, liberty, equality, fraternity. I told you it's only for them. It's not for us. It's the new system by the Knights Templars. Here's their coat of arms again. Three times for the concept of three. Ruling over the slaves. So, I mean, it's still the same, you know, the mayor's office, it's still the same one. And apparently it's his brother. Who's still alive, who's the mayor, the brother of the ex-president. It's still Pharaoh, eh? Pharaoh ruling. Okay. So here the masters is a hello, you know, just laughing at us, you know, spitting image like. Last close-up shots of the castle. President of France having his own castle, can you imagine? So, I mean, this is the ultimate proof, eh? This is the ultimate proof. Still the same. So this is the mayor's office in Besançon. Look at the animal. There are the two pillars, Yashin and Boaz. And this is not an eagle, because an eagle doesn't hang in the air like that. You know, it circles around. And it's more like horizontally. This one is only a falcon. It's like vertically hanging like this. So this is Horus. And that's why there's this baby here, because that's the new man, you know. If a man is 21 years old, you can't change him anymore. So if you start quite early and kill the fathers in all the wars, the Horus Matrix, it means the nation, the law. That means the mayor's office. And there's the sun hieroglyph, it's all pharaonic. Oh, look at this table, eh? That goes very well with this bloke here. Hello, mate. I suppose you understand the symbology on the table, eh? Apparently, he's a prince of Andorra, and he particularly likes man, as a bloke already told me. It took me hitchhiking. There it is again. That's a falcon. None of these birds is an eagle. Same thing as outside. Right. Oh, what that is. That's a tail. If it was the tail like this, it must be a phoenix that rose from the fire. The Templars did, hey? The phoenix rising from the fire. Yeah, this is the French resistance. I didn't know there was any resistance. Look, there's only the women. Only women did the resistance. Well, there wasn't any resistance. Come on. No resistance. It's all a lie. It's only this here. That's the only thing. It's this and it's that. Homie Ross. And the tourist information. Now look, people, the logo again, compass and the square, and the horizontal lines standing for the horizontal rule, the new world order. And so it says square and compass in the right colors, and even here's the concept of three in the red. That's where they come from, the red house, the Pertasser. That was the tram. It's all there. It's full of symbology, our masters. Now look at this one. There's the compass, the ball, the horizontal rule in red, because that's where they come from. But actually the horizontal rule should be in white. But here it means they come from where they come from, the old world's order, the aristocracy. But there's no square. Where's the square? Oh, look, there it is, the square. They just put it there, you see? In blue for the war, because it's a war against us. We are the square, we are the down at the pyramid. And here, considering the hierarchy, here too there's there's a line in the middle for the horizontal rule, and there's the compass. But only where's the square? I don't see it, but it's there somewhere. Oh, here too, look. There's one quarter missing. And there's three quarters left. So it says the concept of three and four. It means square and compass. Burie. Maybe it's like bur-i-per-a. Pharaoh. it's everywhere. If I'd look around, you know, I'd find so many things, and I don't want to go like looking around there. It's everywhere. They had the back three Templar V's in red and white, Templar's colors. Oh, there's a queue by the Trump scam. The Q, it stands for Queen, and the Queen is ISIS. Another square, another red square passing by. It stands for ISIS. It's their queen. What they adore. It's the top of the Freemasons, like Trump. Q stands for Queen, right? Hey, look, why do you think they put the Q that big, you know, in red and white Templars colors, or the Red House and the White House, or Pharaoh, the Per Hetzer, the Per Tasser? Because this is the Queen, Q, Mr. Trump, the Queen of the Heavens, Isis. There she is, the Queen of the Heavens up there. Sorry. Hey, look, why does it say the Q, right? The Q of the heavens, it's the Queen. Isis, Mr. Trump, in red and white, the Templar's colors. Per Het and the Per Tasser. That's Q. It's all a lie, Mr. Trump, it's a scam. One for all and all for one. Where we go one, we go all. Okay, Duncan.